This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. The White House recently released a task force report on sexual assault on college campuses, saying one in five women on college campuses are sexually assaulted and calling for more education and enforcement. That report led Washington Post columnist George F. Will to write a column questioning the statistics and claiming that all the attention over sexual assault on campuses shows that colleges are becoming victims of progressivism.
According to Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist George Will, victims of sexual assault are privileged. See, George Will believes the so-called rape epidemic is simply a product of progressivism's elevation of victimhood. Will argues progressivism has made, quote, victimhood a coveted status that confers privileges.
You can tell from his tone that Michael Eric Dyson of MSNBC did not approve of Will's thoughts on college sexual assault. But he was tame compared to the backlash on the internet. Among other things, women began tweeting under the hashtag Survivor Privilege about their own experiences as sexual assault victims. Clearly, they did not feel privileged. Here to talk about this raw and fascinating use of social media is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, let's start here. What did George F. Will do to tick so many people off?
Well, he basically misunderstood how prevalent rape is. He is assuming that it really doesn't happen and that this rise in statistics is all about trying to get at some sort of advantage, when in fact we have study after study that demonstrate that rape is absolutely ubiquitous in our society, and he discounted all of that in favor of a point of view that seemed straight out of 1950.
Social media, as you point out, exploded, especially with this hashtag Survivor Privilege tweeting. But these sorts of Twitterverse explosions happen a lot now over a variety of subjects.
There is a certain predictability to all of this. But there's another thing that social media does really well, and that is that it gives people who have traditionally been disenfranchised from the marketplace of ideas the ability to have a conversation, to be heard, and to be very, very loud if they want to be. George Will actually experienced two types of social media backlash. One was from the very predictable, loud feminists on social media. But an additional part of the backlash that George Will experienced was from people who don't necessarily participate in social media as a form of social protest, just because they were so offended by his point of view.
So you see a day when more and more people who don't regularly participate in these internet debates giving voice to their opinions on the internet?
Yeah, and I have some ideas about how to do that well. The first thing that you got to do is you've got to read the whole piece. There are so many people who are yelling at George Will right now who haven't even read his piece. If you feel moved to weigh in by commenting or posting your thoughts, try not to be a troll. Try not to shame other people for their opinions. It doesn't have to be a contest about who can be the snarkiest or the funniest or the nastiest.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sensemaking Project. Get the feeling you do think the internet is eventually going to become the new public square.
I think it's already there. It's just not very pretty right now.